From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Iraqi and Kurdish forces fighting to reclaim the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants say they have retaken a dozen villages outside the city. On the second day of the offensive, fighting remained on the outskirts of Mosul. Advances were made on three fronts, but all at different paces. U.S. President Barack Obama, speaking in Washington Tuesday, said the battle for Mosul will be a difficult fight, but expressed confidence that the IS will be defeated in the city.
There will be ups and downs in this process, but my expectation is that ultimately it will be successful.
President Obama is hosting the Italian Prime Minister at the White House. In a news conference, the president said without hesitation that Italy is one of the United States' strongest allies and closest friends.
Meanwhile, Italy continues to be one of our strongest counterterrorism partners as we work together to prevent terrorist attacks in our countries. More broadly, we agreed to continue our strong support of the Libyan Government of National Accord, which, as we've seen in recent days, continues to face challenges to its authority.
An Iranian prosecutor says an Iranian-American businessman and his 80-year-old father have each been sentenced to 10 years in prison in Iran for espionage. The Mazan News Agency reported that Siamak Namazi and his father Bakar were convicted of cooperating with the hostile American government. Both have dual citizenship. Siamak Namazi was detained in October 2015 by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps while visiting his family in Iran. His father, a former UNICEF representative who once served as governor of Iran's Khuzestan province under the Shah's regime, was arrested in February. This is VOA News. Senior Afghan government and Taliban representatives reportedly have held at least two secret meetings in recent days in a bid to resume peace talks. A source within the National Unity Government in Kabul says the interactions took place where Taliban political negotiators are based. He declined to give details. The Guardian newspaper disclosed the meetings in an exclusive article published Tuesday, saying they were held in September and early October. The British paper quoted an unnamed Taliban official as claiming a senior American diplomat was present at the meetings, although the U.S. government has not commented on that claim. President Obama rebuked Donald Trump Tuesday for claiming that the November presidential election is rigged against the GOP nominee. Obama said he ought to stop whining and make his case to voters. As Trump has fallen behind in national polls against Democratic rival Hillary Clinton, he in recent days questioned the legitimacy of the election. He also said the national news media is conspiring with Clinton to make her the country's first female president. The third and final presidential debate between Trump and Clinton is being held Wednesday night. German, French, Russian, and Ukrainian leaders are scheduled to meet in Berlin Wednesday to discuss further action on the Minsk peace plan, which was meant to end the fighting in eastern Ukraine. According to a German government spokesman, Chancellor Angela Merkel invited the foreign leaders to discuss the next steps needed to bring peace to the region. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says that there are challenges associated with the high Russian military presence there.
I cannot imagine how we can provide the local election under the presence of Russian troops. We have already this type of the so-called election under the illegal annexation of the Crimea, when the 50,000 Russian troops was present in the Crimea and they provide so-called referendum, and that's, they say, as their understanding of the democratic election.
The aim of the meeting is to help Ukraine reestablish its borders in the eastern part of the country following the Russian annexation of the Crimea. The U.S. State Department is denying that it had any role in the shutting down of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's internet link. WikiLeaks claimed Monday that the internet connection had been intentionally severed by a state party. WikiLeaks did not name the nation it suspects of cutting that connection, but linked the matter to the recent release of materials connected to U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. The Clinton campaign reported in July that the emails of the Democratic National Committee had been hacked by Russia, and WikiLeaks later began publishing the contents of the hacked documents, but Russia has denied any involvement. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.